This is Juliet Bissell here with interviewing Colin Mullen for the History Archives Project. It is 11:25 a.m. on Saturday, September 19th, 2020. Colin, do you consent to this recording, this interview?
I do.
Okay. So what is a little background on where you're from? What's your normal life, day-to-day life like?
So I am from Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's where I'm living right now. Currently I'm staying with my family. And day-to-day, you know, I've been in classes since this all went down through the spring semester, and then I did summer 1 and 2. Now I'm finishing up for fall, so that's most of my time. And then otherwise, I just work at a bar.
Okay. And how did the pandemic change your daily life when this first started?
So I guess the biggest thing was just that classes immediately just shut down, and there was just, you know, felt kind of shut out from people for at least a couple weeks, and then, yeah, things were just really slow for a couple of months, probably 3 months, until I was able to get back into work, but, yeah, day-to-day, I guess just a lot less contact with, like, you know, my friends and stuff face-to-face and things like that. Just, you know, a lot more caution in how I'm going about my life.
Mm-hmm. And how did you cope with those changes?
I guess I feel like, I don't know, I just kind of rolled with the punches. Probably not any better or worse than the average person. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the greatest time, but, you know, it was only a couple of months, so it was only, you know, just in the last maybe, you know, month or so that I've really started, you know, getting stir crazy with all the changes that I've made. But, you know, in the immediate aftermath, yeah, just kind of going with the flow, hoping that things get better at some point.
Yeah. Were you surprised at all about the level of caution or the lack of caution of people around you?
So I think, you know, in Cambridge, where I'm from, I was, you know, pretty happy with how people, you know, were really serious about wearing masks and, you know, all of that. So that was, you know, encouraging. I guess I was kind of surprised when I actually went back to work, requiring that customers, like, wear masks, and there was some kind of pushback from them on that. That was kind of surprising, but, I mean, I guess, like, deep down, I kind of understand where they're coming from, but because, like, you know, they're going to be eating, you can't have a mask on when you're eating, but I don't know, I feel like a lot of it's just kind of like a almost symbolic show of, like, solidarity that,
yeah,
you know, they care about other people, we care about them.
And taking on that note, how was your community affected, and what changes did you notice?
So I think Cambridge had relatively high rates. We had some people, there was like a Biogen conference towards the beginning of all this that was a super spreader event. And I think that we had some people that lived in Cambridge that worked there. So I guess, you know, the infection rates were, I guess, kind of high relatively in Cambridge. And then I guess the other major change is there's been a lot of, like, kind of hard to explain. They're called shared streets in Cambridge just to try to encourage people to get out and, you know, do exercise. Mm-hmm. They just kind of line the streets with, like, traffic cones and everything, so cars can't go that fast. And they give, like, you know, half the streets to pedestrians, which, you know, I'm all for in a time like this.
Yeah.
There's less traffic out, so you might as well, you know, let people use that space. So that was one good change in my community I saw.
And the infection rate being so high in your community, did you know many people who had gotten the virus?
Yeah, I actually don't know anybody who got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is, kind of surprising.
And going through this whole pandemic, how has your perspective changed from the beginning until now?
I guess that I would say the biggest change in my perspective has probably been, like, you know, how, like, a group effort can kind of go a long way. Like, if everybody was wearing masks this entire time and, like, actually social distancing, we probably, you know, would be in better shape than we are now. Not saying that we're in, you know, as bad a shape as we were at the beginning, but I just feel like if it wasn't such, like, a polarizing issue that got tied into with, like, you know, politics and everything, that this whole thing could have been handled a lot better. And, you know, maybe for, you know, future things like this, this could be a good example.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks, Colin.
All right, thank you.